I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road.
This song was a hit for a string of country stars, for Hank Snow in 1962, later Lynn Anderson, then Asleep at the Wheel, then Johnny Cash.
I've been everywhere, man.
An all-American classic, right? Well, think again.
Hello, I'm Jeff Mack. My main claim to fame was the writing of I've Been Everywhere.
More than 50 years ago, it was an Australian who was sitting in his van trying to come up with a new opener for his act, as we learn in this What's in a Song.
At that time, 1959 it was, there were a lot of tasteless rock numbers on the radio, and I thought, oh, crikey, I should write one. And then I found all these road maps in the front of the car, and I thought, gee, a lot of these towns rhyme. Mostly Aboriginal. So I came back to Sydney and I did it around the club for a while, and that's all it was. I never thought anybody would be the least bit interested in it. We were up in Millmerran in Queensland one night. One of the wives, she said, come and listen to this. And it was Lucky Star on the radio singing.
I've been everywhere, man, across the desert's fair, man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my chair, man. I've been everywhere.
I couldn't believe it. And it was number one on the top 40 for 15 weeks.
I'm Tucker Wong, Wangarilla, Morrill, Ogatella, Brindabella. I'm the fella who's been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
And then Festival Records suggested that I write some other versions, American, New Zealand, and English. The English one was easy, because I could almost do that without an atlas. The American one, I needed an atlas and a magnifying glass, looking for towns that rhymed. So there I am with a magnifying glass looking over Reno, Chicago, and looking for all the O's. Two hours work, and I'm still living on it 50 years later. How lucky can you get?
I've been everywhere.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenidis of the Western Folklife Center with support from the George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation. This is NPR News.